Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Calling for global action, UN Human Rights Chief Volker Türk.
When we think it can't get worse, it gets worse. Children are starving and dying in front of our eyes.
President Trump repeating what the Israeli military has said, that Hamas steals food aid, but no evidence of that has been presented, and a U.S. aid review couldn't find examples of it. The president in Scotland meeting with the head of the European Commission about the trade war, taking as he threatens a new 30% tariff on the EU.
The August 1st is there for everyone. The deals all start on August 1st.
Another day of extreme real feel heat for more than 130 million people across the U.S. This is ABC News. A major monthly economic snapshot this Friday, the Labor Department jobs and unemployment surveys for July. ABC's Dave Packer.
Analysts predict employment in July to have increased by 102,000 jobs after rising by 147,000 jobs in June. Also Friday, the 1st of August, is President Trump's deadline for trade negotiations with a number of countries, and higher tariffs could kick in, bringing in more economic volatility.
And this indicator related to cars, home appliances, furniture, and business machinery. ABC's Jim Ryan.
Orders for durable goods fell by $32 billion, just over 9% last month compared to the surge in May. Take out the transportation segment, and orders for durable goods rose slightly in June.
What happened in Britain, one of the capitals of tea drinking, is happening in Nepal. Coffee. The Himalayan country is a major tea producer and consumer, but trendy cafes have been opening up. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Schmidt-Wooden Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Colloy Contracting, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's edition of the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is partly cloudy and 88 degrees at 12:03. Partly sunny, hot and humid today. Heat indices in the mid to upper 90s with a high of 90. Winds will be south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, humid, becoming mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Fog possible late with a low of 71. And leftover showers possible around daybreak tomorrow. Then partly cloudy, hot and very muggy. Heat indices around 100 with a high of 92. Once again, in Richland Center, it is partly cloudy. The winds are out of the southwest at 2 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 87 degrees with a heat index of 96.
Behind-the-scenes jobs that keep things running all year long are now available at the House on the Rock Resort and Golf Course. Currently hiring for a building maintenance position, an assistant groundskeeper, and a maintenance mechanic. These are great opportunities for dependable individuals who enjoy working in a beautiful setting. Apply today by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application online at thehouseontherock.com.
Are you or a loved one looking for a home that blends independence with the support you need? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex where care, compassion, and community come together for 60 years and counting. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer private, spacious apartments in a community designed for active living and peace of mind. Enjoy a home of your own with access to personalized care and services, all within a safe, welcoming environment. From meals prepared with care to social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, our team is here to help you live your best life with the independence you want and the assistance you need. Discover the difference of living at Schmidt Woodland Hills, where compassion and care are always close by. Call 604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
Today is Sunday, July 27th. Good afternoon for WRCL News. I'm Tim Thied. As residents and summer visitors alike enjoy Wisconsin's trails and back roads, state officials remind utility terrain vehicle riders to focus on safe operation, starting with the simple step of wearing a seatbelt. So far in 2025, there have been 23 fatal UTV-ATV crashes in Wisconsin. Only five of those individuals were wearing seatbelts at the time of the crash. UTVs have also been involved in the majority of fatal UTV incidents this year, accounting for 86% of all fatalities. Unlike traditional ATVs, UTVs are equipped with seatbelts for all passengers. Proper use of seatbelts significantly reduces the risk of being ejected during a crash, a leading cause of serious injury or death in off-road vehicle accidents. But that's not all. It's the law. In Wisconsin, all UTV passengers are required to wear a seatbelt. Officials also remind parents and guardians that Wisconsin law restricts youth UTV use. Operators must be at least 16 to operate a full-size UTV in public areas. ATV UTV operators born on or after January 1, 1988, and at least 12 years of age must complete a DNR-approved safety course. Did you know that the DNR has adaptive equipment you can borrow? Melissa Kay has the story.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds visitors that state parks, forests, and recreation areas offer a variety of universal recreation options across the state. With July being Disability Pride Month, the DNR is reminding of the equipment available to borrow, such as adaptive kayaks, all-terrain wheelchairs and beach wheelchairs, and amenities such as accessible fishing piers, universal play areas, and barrier-free accessible cabins for camping.
Plain Fire and EMS three-day celebration continues today at Plain Community Park. Festivities today features a youth baseball tournament that is currently underway. Also, going on today is a chicken barbecue that is currently underway as well, and live music featuring Donnie Razek at 1. There will also be children's pedals pulls at 1 and fire truck rides from 3 to 4. Food and refreshments will be available on the grounds. Catch the Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin's summer musical Little Shop of Horrors this afternoon at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Little Shop is a dark comedy considered PG-13 and is not recommended for smaller children. The story follows a hapless florist shop owner named Seymour who raises a plant that feeds on human blood and flesh. The performance is scheduled for this afternoon at 2. Tickets will be available at the door and are $15 for adults, $10 for children under 18, and $50 for a family package of two adults and any number of children. Tickets can also be ordered online at eventbrite.com. Simply search for Little Shop of Horrors, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Performances will also be held next weekend, Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2. And Sauk County will host a free community event at Doubles Lake State Park on Tuesday from 10 to 4. The event is family-friendly, alcohol and drug-free, and is open to all Sauk County residents. It will be held on the south shore of Doubles Lake State Park in the White Oak Shelter. Activities are planned throughout the day starting at 10 with an optional free yoga class on the beach or a guided hike. People Helping People will provide brats for lunch with sides donated by local businesses and community members. Musicians Alexander Gabriel and Cassandra White will perform live from 11:30 to 12:30. Two people in recovery from substance use will then speak, sharing their stories of hope. Register for this free event at bit.ly/dayatdevilslake2025. Registration helps organizers plan for food and is required by today to receive a free parking pass. For more information, contact Hannah Erdman at hannah.erdman@sauccountywi.gov or call 608-963-8467. WRCO News Time is 1210. WRCO News will return right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsure.com and request a quote.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Currently in Richland Center, it is partly sunny and 88 degrees at 1211. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Blackhawk Trail markers through Richland County, located in Gotham, Rockbridge, and Boaz. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to Historical Marker Database, referencing the Black Hawk War, with a series of markers covering the events surrounding the June through August Wars of 1832 in Wisconsin. These markers were erected in 1998 by the Wisconsin Historical Society. In Richland County, there are three such markers, one located near Gotham, another in Rockbridge, and the third in Boaz. From Sauk County to Vernon County, the connection is traveling from east to west through Richland County. The first marker, numbered 400, is near Gotham. It's in Richland County. It is on Highway 14, about a tenth of a mile east of Yeager Lane at the wayside. It's titled The Pursuit West. The inscription reads as follows. During the Black Hawk War of 1832, Black Hawk and his band fled down the Wisconsin River after the July 21st Battle of Wisconsin Heights. 2 miles west of here, where the Pine River flows into the Wisconsin River, the band left the Wisconsin River and headed up the Pine River Valley. The second marker, numbered 401, is in Rockbridge. It's reached by traveling State Highway 80 north, and it's near County Highway D. The marker is at Pier Natural Bridge Park. Titled Troop Encampment, the inscription reads, according to local tradition, on the night of July 29th, 1832, during the Black Hawk War, General Atkinson's troops camped at this location. The next day, the troops proceeded up the west branch of the Pine River to abandon their supply wagon because of the rough terrain. And the third marker, number 402. It's located in Boaz in Richland County. It's on County Highway E near State Highway 171, north of Park Drive in the Boaz Community Park. It's located next to the Boaz Community Park building lot. It's titled Okooch Mountains. The inscription reads, during the Black Hawk War of 1832, Black Hawk's band and the pursuing military ventured into this unknown terrain of steep ridges and valleys. Following nearby, the Mill Creek, some of the band headed to the rugged hills known as the Okuch Mountains. Along the way, many Indians died from exhaustion and starvation, and some from the battle wounds they had incurred. Check out the whole series of these markers telling the story of a significant event in Wisconsin history that played a part for Richland County. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering Before There Was a Post Office in Richland County.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Aikie School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Aikie School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
WRCO News Time is 12:15. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Today is Sunday, July 27th. Francis E. Frank Rustler, 67, of Lone Rock, died March 4th at home after a seven-year battle with corticobasal syndrome. A celebration of life will be held today from 1 to 3 at Wisconsin Riverside Resort in Spring Green. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with the arrangements. Frank Rustler is survived by his wife of 26 years, Jamie, his daughter, Robin and Scott Limburner, his stepchildren, Kyle Dischler and Minette O'Brien, Kevin Dischler and Shauna Dischler, four grandchildren, his siblings, Mary Jane and Earl Cubby Ruland, Patricia Rustler and Jamie Rogers, Vicky and Jerry Knockreiner, Alan and Diane Rustler, and Randy Rustler. His brothers-in-law, Dennis Dankert, Sean and Kristen Eichhorst, and David and Dina Eichhorst. His mother-in-law, Sharon Richards, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Francis E. Frank Rustler, 67, of Lone Rock. Irene R. Joyce, 89, of Richland Center, died Friday at home following a five-year battle with congestive heart failure. A funeral mass will be held Thursday at noon at St. Mary the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of the service at noon, with a rosary to be prayed at 9:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Mary's Catholic Church, the Parish Council of Catholic Women at St. Mary's, Walk with Grace, or a charity of one's choice. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with the arrangements. Survivors of Irene Joyce include five children: Jeannie Joyce of Spring Creek, Nevada, Maureen Spitzley of Lansing, Michigan, Rose and Ross Joyce Turner of Livingston Manor, New York, Suzanne Joyce and Rod Klazowski of Richland Center, and Michelle and Rick Smith of DeKalb, Illinois. 6 grandchildren, brother Kyrie and Jane Kinney, sisters-in-law Phyllis Kinney and Janet Kinney, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Irene R. Joyce, 89, of Richland Center. Gail F. Spangler, 68, of Madison and formerly of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home following an illness. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with a final salute to be held prior to the funeral by the Richland Center Local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Burial will be in the Pleasant Ridge Cemetery, Bloom Township, where military gravesite rites will be conducted by the Local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to American Legion Post No. 13. Survivors of Gail Spangler include 5 children, Allison Ewing, Taylor and J.C. Spangler, Neil Spangler and Jocelyn Storer, Nathan and Elizabeth Spangler, and Abigail Spangler and Brad Erickson. 9 grandchildren, his brother, Ken and Meg Spangler, and other relatives and friends. Gail F. Spangler, 68, of Madison and formerly of Richland Center. Terry Ann Hardy, 55, of Richland Center, died Thursday at home. Graveside services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Richland Center Cemetery. A luncheon will follow at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Survivors of Terry Hardy include her son, Dustin and Alicia Schilling of Platteville, 2 granddaughters, 5 siblings, Dee Dee and Dean Turner of Missouri, Penny and Avery Blado of Richland Center, Ken Hardy of Laval, Kathy and Jason Richardson of Florida, and Ralph and Amy Carley of Dubuque, Iowa. 10 nieces and nephews, 13 great-nieces and nephews, other relatives and friends. Terry Ann Hardy, 55, of Richland Center. Diana Lynn Elder, 69, of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet and Blue River, died Thursday. The family will be holding a private service at a later time. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Diana Elder is survived by her daughter, Nicole and Lucas Stelt, 2 grandchildren, a brother, Gary and Sue Elder, nieces and nephews, special friends, Christy Jelly, Pauline Carter, and Tammy Woodward. Diana Lynn Elder, 69, of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet and Blue River. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Haley Rutherford had a daughter, Raylin K. Lorraine.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Service, is insured. They do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling Salvage in Baskerville, 375-5353.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great Sunday, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it is definitely a warm and sticky day across the region. We're seeing some of that tropical moisture just kind of sit across the area. And a frontal system back in the Dakotas and Minnesota will be the focal point for some heavy thunderstorms by this evening as it starts to move southeast. The remnants of that line could make it into our area late tonight, early tomorrow morning. It probably will be weakening considerably by that point, but we'll certainly keep an eye on things. Otherwise, another steamy day shaping up tomorrow with dangerous heat indices up around 100, so be sure to take it easy out there and drink plenty of water. We do expect another chance of storms tomorrow night into early Tuesday morning. As that cold front gets closer, some of those storms certainly could be on the strong side, and pockets of heavy rain seem like a slam dunk. Some places might get a couple inches, depending on if the cells train over the same areas. We do expect that refreshing, cool, less humid air mass to move in, though, by midweek, as Canadian high pressure dips southward should make for some great weather for the second half of the week. The rest of today, partly sunny, hot and sticky, with a high near 90, south wind up to 5. Tonight, humid, turning mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Patchy fog as well with a low of 71. Tomorrow, some leftover showers possible around daybreak. Then partly cloudy, hot, and very muggy. High temperature in the low 90s with heat indices near 100 in the afternoon. A good chance of thunderstorms late Monday night, low at 70. Tuesday, warm and humid with some periods of showers and storms possible. High 86. Still have a chance of morning showers on Wednesday, cooler as well, high 78. Plenty of sunshine coming up Thursday and Friday with lows in the 50s, highs in the upper 70s. Next Saturday should be a nice day, partly cloudy, high near 80. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is partly cloudy and 88 degrees with a heat index of 96 after a morning low of 67. Yesterday's high was 89 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1955 is 100 degrees with a record low of 42 that was set back in 1962. Last year's high was 84 with a low of 63. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:29 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:47. Winds are out of northwest at 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.08, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 88 degrees with a heat index of now 97 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones of your choice and 4 lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
Great! I'll send a phone to each of my 4 daughters to see who calls me first.
That's sweet.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Oh,
I hope it's going to be Catherine, but I know it's going to be Sarah.
Get 4 lines for $90 a month and choose 4 of the latest phones for free. No trade-in or hidden requirements, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. They guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
There is Home Talent League Sunday League playoff action going on today. And in the Western section, in our featured broadcast, that'll be heard momentarily right here on WRCO 100.9 FM, on WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. It'll be Arena hosting Hollandale, with the pregame starting at around 12:40 and the first pitch at around 1. Other games being played in the Western section, that's tournament games, include Verona hosting Wyota, Blanchardville will be hosting Pine Bluff Mount Horeb, and it will be Belleville at Schulzberg Benton. In the Northern section tournament, first round action, it will be Cross Plains hosting Sauk Prairie, Ashton hosting Wanakee, Reedsburg will be at Mazomani, and Black Earth at Middleton. Roberto Hernandez hit a go-ahead 3-run homer, and the Miami Marlins beat the Milwaukee Brewers 7-4 last night. Augustin Ramirez and Dane Myers also homered for the Marlins in their 4th straight win. Jansen Junk allowed 3 runs and 8 hits in 5 innings. Tyler Phillips pitched the final 4 innings for his first career save. He allowed 3 hits, including Andrew Vaughn's 8th inning home run, a solo shot in the 9th. And Jose Quintana allowed 5 runs, 2 earned, and 7 hits in 5 innings. And the third game of that series, the Brewers are hoping to salvage that series with the first pitch beginning at 1:10, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 12:35. Milwaukee Brewers outfielder Sal Frelick returned from the injured list yesterday after recovering from a left hamstring issue. Frelick was leading off and playing right field for the Brewers against the Miami Marlins. The Brewers made room for him by optioning infielder Tyler Black to AAA Nashville. The 25-year-old Frelick is batting .294 with a .354 on-base percentage, .404 slugging percentage, 7 homers, 39 RBIs, and 17 steals. For CC Sabathia, getting elected into the Baseball Hall of Fame was much easier than actually getting to the Hall of Fame. Sabathia, whose career spanned 19 seasons with the Indians, Brewers, and Yankees, was voted in on his first year of eligibility. Getting to Cooperstown for Hall of Fame weekend activities to be capped by his induction today proved a tad more difficult. The family had car troubles and had to return home to New Jersey, to get another vehicle, so what should have been a drive for about 3 hours became an 8-hour journey. Ichiro Suzuki was always known for his meticulous preparation during his 19-year Major League Baseball career. For his induction into the Hall of Fame, not so much. Suzuki said on the eve of his enshrinement that he can spend his morning on the field playing baseball. He is the first Japanese player chosen for the Hall. He will be joined today by of course, CC Sabathia, a six-time All-Star who won the 2007 AL Cy Young Award, and relief pitcher Billy Wagner. Dave Parker, who died a month before he was to be inducted, and Dick Allen will be honored posthumously. Induction will be held at 12:30 today. Cal Raleigh became the first player to hit 40 homers this season with a tie-breaking solo shot in the sixth inning of the Seattle Mariners' 7-2 win over the Los Angeles Angels. Raleigh hammered a 97-mile-per-hour fastball from Jose Furman 416 feet into the right field bleachers for his second homer in eight games since winning the home run derby. Julio Rodriguez hit his fourth solo homer in three games at Angels Stadium, and George Kirby struck out nine over six difficult innings. Taylor Ward hit his 24th homer for the Angels, who have lost 5 of 6. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency, serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 647-5500.
100.9 WRCO.
Well, she's from the right side of Red River, and she's pretty as a picture. Well, don't you know she's this old cowboy's dream?
Oh, there's a boy from Moki City, and I sure think he's pretty, but I know he's trying to steal my heart away. Oh, my mama tried to warn me, he's done time in California, but he'll be in Oki till his dying day.
There's a day
say the Grand Canyon is a sight to see, but it's just a big ditch next to you and me. Ooh, baby, ain't got nothing on us. And there's earth-shaking power in the space shuttle. Well, I feel that every time we cuddle. Ooh, baby, ain't got nothing on us. I stop, I stare. Sometimes I can't believe my eyes. My jaw just drops. Big old world. Well, don't they know that number 8 is you and me, girl? Ooh, baby, ain't got nothing on us. That's right. Nothing on us. I'm telling you, baby, ain't got nothing on us.
Tell me true, what in the world's come over you? Oh, town on my two-wheel steel horse, rolling on in like a storm on the Gulf Coast. Wherever them north winds blow, in them big white caps, that's where I hang my hat. Yeah, they call me Beach Cowboy, Sand Cruiser, Fat Tire, Turquoise. Got a shark tooth on my polo, saddle up, paddle up my YOLO. Going John Wayne on these waves. Yeah, they call me Beach Cowboy. Yeah, they call me Beach Cowboy. I'm gonna lasso me a spicy margarita bar. Tender, make it two for me and one for Senorita. We go wild, wild west on that tequila. If you wanna learn from the best, then boy, I'll teach you. Yeah, they call me Beach Cowboy. Sand Cruiser, Fat Tire, Turquoise. Got a shark tooth on my polo, saddle up, paddle up my YOLO. Yokai, Angel Boy, BK, going John Wayne on these waves. Yeah, they call me Beach Cowboy. Yeah, they call me Beach Cowboy. Sand Cruiser, Fat Tire, Turquoise. Got a shark tooth on my polo, saddle up, paddle up my YOLO. In the Yokai age, your boy BK, going John Wayne on these waves. Yeah, they call me Beach Cowboy, Sand Cruiser, Fat Tire, Turquoise. Got a shark tooth on my polo, saddle up, paddle up my YOLO. In the Yokai age, your boy BK, going John Wayne on these waves. Yeah, they call me Beach Cowboy.
Hello again, everyone. It's time for local sports on the radio. Today, it's hometown baseball. It's the first round of the Western Section playoffs, and the Arena Aces are hosting Hollandale this afternoon. We'll set the stage for the game coming up here. We'll look at the schedule, first of all, for teams involved in playoff competition, and a conversation with Arena's Nick Larson coming up on the pregame show.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. People ask us why they should sell their farm equipment, construction equipment, or real property at live auction with Wilkinson Auctions. Three big reasons. First, our marketing team gets your equipment in front of serious buyers across the world. Second, our top-notch auction team runs a great auction, making it easy for buyers and sellers to do business. Third, our auction team consistently gets top dollar for equipment through our live auctions. When results matter, hire Wilkinson Auctions. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
The House on the Rock attraction is celebrating 65 years of creating unforgettable experiences. Known for its fun environment and unique atmosphere, it offers a wide variety of seasonal positions, with many jobs extending well into the fall. Plus, they're now hiring for an operations manager role. There's something for everyone. For more details, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
In the Northern Section playoffs today, Sun Prairie is playing at DeForest, Sauk Prairie at Cross Plains, Wanakee at Ashton, Reedsburg at Mazamani, and Black Earth at Middleton. In the Western Section playoffs, Wyota is at Verona, Pine Bluff-Mount Horeb at Blanchardville, Hollandale at Arena,
Belleville at Scholesburg, Benton as well, coming up here today, and all the games are getting set to start in just a short time today. Arena has played well enough to have a home playoff game, which it looks like could be the first time in history for that franchise, and we'll talk to Nick Larson of Arena about that when the pregame show continues. It's time for the Children's Miracle Network Bucket Sale, happening Thursday, July 31st through Saturday, August 2nd at your local Ace stores in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse. Buy a 5-gallon bucket for just $5 and get 20% off almost anything you can fit inside. Plus, enjoy 10% off appliances and power tools during the incredible 3-day event. Don't miss the savings, the fun, and the chance to support a great cause. Only at your neighborhood Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hillpoint, 986-4300.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Nick Larson, Arena Manager, joins us on WRCO Radio. Well, Nick, you got the goal of a home game for the playoffs, and how good does that feel?
Yeah, Phil, it's really a great feeling. Being a local here and going down to the park as I was a young kid and chasing foul balls and getting to kind of feel the whole experience of back in the day, we'll call it, and talking to some locals that played home talent, and we're pretty sure this is technically the first home playoff game in Arena home talent history, going back to I talked to guys that played in their early 60s, so it's pretty special. It's going to be a really good time and a lot of people looking forward to it.
Well, I think the rewarding thing is you've been able to do that with local players who probably had some dads and grandpas that played on some of those teams, right?
Yeah, for sure. It's, us being a small town, and as we talked before, baseball has always been big here. And, yeah, we got the two Jennings boys and their dad, Nick, that's played, and their grandpa, Norm, ran concession stands, and it's just kind of been a family tradition, if you would. And same thing, some of them guys there, back when they were little guys, they were chasing foul balls and coming early for batting practice, and it's just kind of a small-town good feeling.
Well, you play a team that you're familiar with. In fact, I was there the last time you played Hollandale, but I'm guessing you're thinking it's going to be a different kind of game.
Yeah, I think you remember as well. It was pretty good pitching. Elijah all pitched a gem of a game, and, Hollandale had a good pitcher too, but I don't know if you remember, they kind of booted the ball around, and not to take away from our guys, we hit the ball and put it in play, and that's really all you can ask for, put the ball in play and make something happen.
And, yeah, you expect to see the same, pitching staff, and I think when you get to the playoffs, everything gears up, it's a different level, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It you kind of get in a little, I don't want to say a routine on your Thursday, Sunday, but when it comes to during the season, when it comes to playoffs, we're gonna have everybody available and kind of a win or go home thing. So I don't think the guys are ready to go home. I think they're pretty amped up for it.
Well, you look at Arena, and you know you haven't backed down to anybody. I mean, I think you, if you played your best ball, you could possibly make a run toward that Final Four, couldn't you?
Yeah, I think you know our guys are confident, and that the pitching staff is doing a really good job, and we got all the confidence in the world in them. And you know, with any game, I think you know our pitchers could keep the guys in check to one or two runs, and we just got to hope to put the ball in play and get a couple runs across to support them. And I think that'll be a big part of it.
Getting that first win, though, is going to be really key, isn't it?
Yeah, that'll be, you know, I think the excitement that's going to be there, I think our guys are going to be amped up, and the crowd's going to be, as it always is in the arena, you know, pretty, we'll say boisterous, not in a bad way, but just, you know, they're always cheering us on, and it'll be awesome to experience it and hopefully come away with a win.
Who's been hitting the ball well for you?
Little Jimmy Jennings, he little guy on our team, but man, that guy can compete. I've had the opportunity to coach him now for 15 years, and he's always been the littlest guy on the field, but he's the kind of guy that would stand in front of a semi if you asked him to and try stopping a ball. You know, it's just little guys like that and guys that have a heart for the game, and it's just kind of trickles down to the other guys, and, you know, our guys are starting to see the ball a little better with playing, you know, a few more games here at the end of the year, and it's hopefully we can continue it.
Well, I'm guessing, you know, you've got options in the pitching department, but have you thought about who the starter is going to be yet for Sunday?
Yeah, I think I hate to have a team see the same pitcher twice, but I really think they struggle with Elijah's breaking ball, so I think we're gonna ride Elijah's arm right away and see what we can do there. And we know he's going to go and give 110%, and we'll probably follow up with Nate and see where we go from there.
Sounds good. And the team is pretty healthy right now at this point in the season?
Yeah, we, knock on wood here, I don't have any injuries that set us back, really. We do have one guy that's kind of got a little wrist problem, but he's able to play the field, and he's kind of changed his grip for swinging, so he's a big bat, Zach Cady, and usually bats in the four spot for us, but he's a big contributor that we picked up this year, and hopefully things can turn around for him.
All right. Well, it's all hands on deck at playoff times, isn't it?
It is. It'll be, you know, just like I say, put the ball in play. If it's sacrifice bunt or, you know, whatever you can do to try getting the edge, you know, it's just, it'll be a good opportunity for these guys. You know, we're pretty young, and we've had a few experiences in the playoffs and home talent so far in our first couple of years, both being on the road, and then Thursday night also we were on the road. We made it to a couple rounds on Thursday nights, and it's just been fun. These guys deserve a home game, and be nice to possibly even get two home games if we can win, and maybe somebody else could help us out and upset Blanchardville.
Dick Larson joining us at WRCO Sports.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Just like no two people are the same, no two days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart. Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
It's summer baseball on WRCO. We're proud to bring you coverage of talented local athletes. Today's game is made possible by our generous sponsors, Chitwood Electric, Julie's Tax Service, Walsh's Ace, Richland Electric, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Jones Chevrolet, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Muscadet Mini Mart, Cardinal Glass CG, Arneson Service and Repair, Scott Industries, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Meister Cheese, Schmidt Woodland Hills, BL Signs, The People's Community Bank, House on the Rock Attraction Resort, Wilkinson Auction Company, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Julie Cairns.